that.
Yeah, well, I went to the local laundromat and did it. Oops.
Yeah, they must love you there.
They saw me coming with giant black garbage bags full of rags and stuff in my quarters. Wasn't going to do that at home, man. No way. Get in trouble.
Oh, I do, and I have to clean the washer every time.
Yeah, yeah.
And then after I've cleaned the washer, I wash my work clothes in there. So if there's any residual stuff, it ends up on my work clothes, not on good stuff.
There you go. All right. Well, good luck with that, Sean. Let us know how you work it out. We have a question that was written into us. You can, if you're listening, you want to send us a question or a comment, you can send it to questions@thevap.com, or you can go to our web page, thevap, thevap.com, and use the contact us feedback link there. And this one is from Steve, and it's asking about marker lights. Hopefully his are working and not having to be taken off to polish. But anyway, he says, can you guys explain how you set up the marker lights to come on when not hooked to the tow vehicle? I want to do this, but I'm not sure the best way to go. Second, has Colin looked at the new Airstreams with the ducted air conditioning? Lots of chatter on the forums about this. People are questioning the new roof design to house the ductwork. Any thoughts? So, great show, Steve. Thanks, Steve. So let's start off with the how do you turn on the marker? I'm assuming he's talking like at a rally at nighttime. A lot of people like to turn those marker lights on.
Well, or just when you're camping normally.
Sure.
You know,
sure.
It's I do that when we're out camping.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, you know, I've got a switch on mine. But it's really pretty easy even if you don't have any special wiring skills or knowledge of what's going on, you know, in the walls. Basically, you look at the end of your seven-way whip, and you'll notice it's a round plug, and on one quote unquote one side of it, you'll see a key that's to align the thing when it's going into the back of your truck. Well, anyway, if you look at the blades, there's one blade on either side of that key. If you put a little wire bridge in there, one of those blades actually goes to the house battery, and the other one is going to the running lights. So that's where the running lights get their power when it's plugged into your truck. So what you're doing is you're grabbing the power from the house battery. And the reason why there's one of the blades going to the house battery, it's so you can charge the house battery while you're driving. That's the first thing. The other reason why it's going up there is that they typically tap into that wire somewhere along the line, or maybe just inside, and that's where the breakaway switch and the electric jack get their power. So, yeah, a lot of people have questioned that on mine when I turn them on at campgrounds and stuff. And we discussed this, I guess, last year at Lumapalooza, where they have their sort of yard sale or garage sale, and they're getting rid of a bunch of these old 70s, 60s, 70s era flasher units that they had in cars. And they've got two sort of angled blade connections in them. Anyway, they're selling these things for $1 each, so I went and grabbed, I don't know, a dozen of them or something, just to play jokes on people. And I wandered around Lumapalooza, plugging them into the whips, because the angles on that fits perfectly with the end of the whip. And what it does is it turns the lights on, but it flashes the whole trailer. And we did this to an assortment of trailers where the people were either inside their trailer, had no concept of what was going on, or they happened to be on the other side of the rally, and suddenly they noticed all these trailers with flashing lights going off, and they're saying, one of them is mine. So it
that's been good.
It was great fun that evening.
Yeah. That's funny. Yeah, I did it a little differently on mine. Having that switch inside of yours is kind of handy.
Yeah.
But what I did is I went on to, I think eBay or Amazon. I don't remember. I did a post on it. Go to the VAP. Go to blog.thevap.com and do a search for it. But I got a 12 volt DC photo cell.